Poster article. Prophets. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38. Prophets tell about Jesus Christ, and they tell what he wants us to know and do. When he lived on the earth, Jesus Christ often spoke of the prophets who had lived before him. He told the people of his time on earth to search the scriptures, because the prophets had written about him. For example, when Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel and who was the father of the tribes of Israel, blessed his sons, he prophesied that Jesus Christ would descend from the tribe of Judah. See Genesis chapter 49, heading, and verse 24, including footnote A. Isaiah told of the birth of Jesus Christ, of his being the chief cornerstone of his church, of his teaching and suffering and dying for us, and of his resurrection. See Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, chapter 9, verse 6, chapter 25, verse 9, chapter 28, verse 16, chapter 42, verse 7, chapter 50, verse 6, chapter 53, verse 5, chapter 61, verse 1. See also 2 Nephi chapter 17, verse 14, and chapter 19, verse 6, and Mosiah chapter 14, verse 5. Ezekiel told of the Savior's overcoming death for us. See Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 12. Daniel told of a vision in which the angel Gabriel came to him and spoke of the atonement of Jesus Christ. See Daniel chapter 9, verse 24. Hosea told of Jesus returning to the Jews from the land of Egypt and of his being our Redeemer. See Hosea chapter 11, verse 11, and chapter 13, verse 14. Micah told of the baby Jesus being born in Bethlehem. See Micah chapter 5, verse 2. Zechariah told of the Savior riding triumphantly into Jerusalem on an ass, and of his being betrayed for 30 pieces of silver. See Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, and chapter 11, verse 13. Malachi told of Jesus Christ coming suddenly to the temple in the latter days, and at his second coming. See Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 36, verse 8. The records we have of Old Testament prophets don't tell us nearly as much about Jesus Christ as the Book of Mormon does, but you can find out more if you look in the topical guide under Jesus Christ, Prophecies About. Lehi told of the birth, baptism, atonement, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and of other prophets who had taught about him. See 1 Nephi chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. In a vision, Nephi was shown and told of all that his father had seen, of the Savior's ministry among the people during his time on earth, and of his calling of the 12 apostles. See 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 13 through 34. King Benjamin told of the miracles that Jesus would perform, of all that he would suffer, including temptations, of his atonement for us, and that he shall be called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of heaven and earth, the Creator of all things from the beginning, and his mother shall be called Mary. See Mosiah chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. There is much more about Jesus Christ and his teachings in the Book of Mormon. Many of the prophets who wrote it, like the prophets of the Old Testament, lived before the Savior lived on the earth and testified of him. Activity: Testimony Matchup by Carolyn Bensley. You may need assistance with this activity. Instructions: Cut out the pictures of the Book of Mormon prophets. To match the prophets' pictures with their testimonies of Christ, read each testimony, look up the scripture reference to find the prophet's name, then glue the correct picture in place. On page 32, we see a chart. There are four pictures. The first picture is a picture of Nephi, then a picture of Samuel the Lamanite, a picture of King Benjamin preaching from the top of his tower, and a picture of Abinadi. Cut out these pictures. On the chart, there are also four scriptures. These are the scriptures you should read, the testimonies of each of these prophets, and put the pictures by the corresponding testimony. He is the light and the life of the world. yea, a light that is endless, that can never be darkened, yea, and also a life which is endless, that there can be no more death. Mosiah chapter 16, verse 9. See also verse 1. And I looked and beheld the Redeemer of the world, of whom my father had spoken. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 27. See also heading. And he shall be called Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of heaven and earth, the Creator of all things from the beginning, and his mother shall be called Mary. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 8. See also heading. Behold, I give unto you a sign. For 5 years more cometh, and behold, then cometh the Son of God, to redeem all those who shall believe on his name. Helaman chapter 14, verse 2. See also verse 1. End of poster article. Prophets. From the life of President John Taylor.